Time for another community spotlight here on Lanark Leads Today.ca and 88.1 MyFM. Very pleased to be joined by Jana Curtis, the co-chair of the Delta Food Bank. Hello, Jana.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. It's nice to have you here ahead of the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food Banks last weekend. And last stop will be in Delta from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, where we can find you at the Delta Country Market. And of course, in support of the Delta Food Bank. So, Jana, first off, just want to ask you, how important is Build a Mountain of Food to your food bank?
Oh, Build a Mountain of Food is very important. Our food bank depends mostly on monetary donations from the community and surrounding areas. So getting a big amount of food at Christmas time helps us start the new year off on the right foot.
Yeah, it most certainly would. And you talk about starting off on the right foot. For a lot of people, it was difficult to do that this year, wasn't it? It was a tough year for many people. Did you see usage go up?
Yes, we did. We saw it increase by about six families on a monthly basis.
Wow, that's a pretty big number. To see that, because you are in a smaller community. Where do you serve exactly?
We serve Delta, Phillipsville, Soperton, just the surrounding areas, up Daytown Road. In the little village of Baytown. And yeah, that's about it, I think.
So,
We have a food bank in Elgin, so we go out only so far with the Delta one.
yeah, makes sense. And I imagine that the type of person and family that you see come in can change from year to year as well. We've heard people talk about seeing more young families, whereas before it had been largely mostly seniors. What have you seen at your food bank?
We have seen more families, more single parents actually with children, in the past year. We still have a lot of seniors and they come and go, but I would say we are focused mainly on families.
Understood. Now, when we talk about this coming Saturday and the drive, what are some of the items on your wish list?
We always need juices, whether it's containers or juice boxes for the children's lunches. Canned meat such as tuna, flakes of ham, flakes of turkey, that type of thing. Instant coffee. They love their instant coffee. So instant coffee is another one. Monetary donations. And canned goods such as soups and spaghetti sauce, those
Now,
kind of articles.
you mentioned the monetary donations. Money really means the world to you because you could do so much with it.
That is correct. We can do shopping specifically for our clients and purchase what they will eat, basically. So we kind of cater to their needs, but we do not do individual or specialized orders for them.
Understood. All right. Well, it certainly seems like you have a good team there as well. Just tell me a little bit about the volunteers who make it all happen.
We ha at this point in time, we have six. Effective January 1st, we are only going to have four. So we are looking for volunteers after the first of the year. So hopefully that turns out good. We have other, not only MyFM, but we have other venues that we've kind of put out the idea that volunteers are needed for the Delta Food Bank.
And if someone would like to volunteer, what's the best way of stepping up to do that?
The best way is to call either myself, Jana, at 613-349-6464, or the other co-chair is Linda, And her number is 613-213-4828.
Excellent. Well, Janet, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate it, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that the number of clients that we are feeding is 50, which is quite large. That includes the children, which is it's quite a bit larger than last year, I would say. So any donations made on Saturday would be very appreciated by the Delta Food Bank.
Challenging times for so many people, and it's good that there are people like you who can do your best to make a difference and help them, Jana. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So
And
the
you're
building.
welcome. I enjoy
I can tell. So the Build a Mountain of Food, the RCL Build a Mountain of Food campaign rolls into two spots this weekend in Delta from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, as we mentioned, at the Delta Country Market in support of the Delta Food Bank. We've been speaking to Jana about that, but we start the day 9 a.m. till noon at Athens, at the Athens Fresh Market in support of the Athens Food Bank. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perot.